the Shabbos before Purim, we always read, in addition to the standard Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Zochor, in which we're commanded to forever remember what Amalek did to us as we were leaving Mitzrayim. He encountered us on the way, mutilated those among us who were weakened. Vayizanev b'cho kol ha-mechsholim acharecho v'ato oyev v'yogea, as we were faint and weary. And the Torah goes on to command us to wipe out any evidence of Amalek from under the heavens. We consider this to be one of the 613 mitzvahs, to remember at least once a year what Amalek did to us. We read this parsha, the Shabbos before Purim, being that Haman, whose downfall we celebrate on Purim, was a Netzer Zodoin Mizera Amalek. He was a wicked offspring of Amalek. So we read the parsha of Zechirat Amalek before Purim. There's a fascinating midrash, a Tanaic midrash, with regards to the mitzvah of Zechirat Amalek, of remembering Amalek. In the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, chapter 44, it says as follows: Omar Moshe, Zochoy et asher oso lecho Amalek baderech b'tzeitzchem mimitzrayim. Moshe said to the Eden, remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you left Mitzrayim. Omru lo Yisrael, the Eden said to Moshe Rabbeinu, kosuv echod oimer, one pasuk says, Zochoy es yoy mashabos lekadoshoy, you shall remember the Shabbos to sanctify it. Kosuv echod oimer, zochoy es asher oso lecho Amalek. And another pasuk says, remember what Amalek did to you. Heich yiskaimu shnehem, how can these two coexist, coincide? How can we do them both? Omar lohem Moshe. Moshe answered them, loy doime kois shel kunditun lekois shel choymetz. You can't compare a glass of wine to a glass of vinegar. Ze kois v'ze kois, in spite of the fact that this is a drink and that is a drink, nevertheless you can't compare them. So also says Moshe Rabbeinu, ze zochol lekadoshut, this shall be remembered, the Shabbos shall be remembered, so that you sanctify it. V'ze zochor lo'inish, and this should be remembered, Amalek should be remembered for punishment. Now this medrash is, to say the least, perplexing. What's the contradiction between remembering the Shabbos and remembering Amalek? I mean, it's not that we need to think about both all the time. Is there no room in our memory bank to store these two memories, remembering the Shabbos and remembering Amalek? What was bothering the Jews with these two mitzvahs? And Moshe Rabbeinu's response, he compares it to a glass of wine, and a glass of vinegar. What is he trying to say? One can drink two glasses of wine too. What's the parable of the glass of wine and the glass of vinegar? And what does he mean when he says this is to be remembered for the purpose of sanctifying, this is to be remembered for the purpose of punishment? That's self-evident, self-understood. Did the Jews not understand that in the first place? So my father, Zichrone Lebroche, offered the following explanation. In the Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah 241, he explains that the prohibition against taking revenge, loisikoin, is not just that we shouldn't act on our impulse of taking revenge, but it means that we shouldn't even harbor any negative feelings against someone who harmed us. Because we should believe that whatever happens to us happened because so it was meant to be, because Hashem arranged it so. The particular person who did it to us is no more than an instrument in the hands of Hashem. If we wouldn't deserve it, it wouldn't have happened. So our thinking should be inward about how to affect change within ourselves and not outward towards who we perceive to be the source of our pain. So Shabbos, you know, is Ois Hi Lo Oilom. Ki Sheshes Yomim Oso Hashem Es Hashamayim Ve'es Ha'oretz. Shabbos is forever a sign that Hashem created heaven and earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Shabbos teaches us Emuno, faith in creation. Rishonim already explained that if one believes that Hashem created the world, it's safe to assume that he didn't abandon the world to chance, but he also takes an interest in how the world runs. He actually runs the world. So if one actually remembers Shabbos to sanctify it, he's remembering that Hashem created the world, and he's remembering also that Hashem runs the world. So he believes with perfect faith that whatever happens to someone was meant to happen, was arranged by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So then he harbors no negative feelings towards whoever does whatever to him. That's what the Jews were asking. Kosuv echod oimer zochor es yoim ha-shabos lekadoshoy. So we believe with perfect faith that Hashem is behind whatever happens. V'kosuv echod oimer zochor es ha-shabos lecha Amolek. Now you're telling us to remember what Amolek did to us. We don't consider Amolek to be the source of our problems. We see him as only an instrument in the hand of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And as a sideline, I always consider this remarkable that my father of blessed memory, who lost his entire family at the age of 14 to the Holocaust, was able to think of this idea that one who believes with perfect faith in Shabbos and in creation harbors no negative feelings against his oppressor. And he explained that this is what the Jews were asking Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that the remembering of Amalek is just to remember that they shall get punished. It's not that we actually feel negatively about Amalek. No. As far as our personal feeling is concerned, we should harbor no negative feelings against Amalek. However, The way the world needs to run is that crime needs to be punished. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ze zochu la'oinish." The entire remembering of Amalek is only for the purpose of being able to deliver the punishment, but not that you should personally feel that way about Amalek. In terms of your personal feeling, a Jew should be Shabbistic. A Jew should believe in creation and believe that everything that comes to him was meant to come to him. Zeh zochur lo'oinish, and he compares it to the kois shel yayin and the kois shel choymetz, the glass of wine and the glass of vinegar. Why does one drink a glass of vinegar? The commentators on the Midrash say that it's something that somebody might need to do for health. But he doesn't enjoy that drink. He drinks it because he has to drink it, because it just has to be done. When he drinks a glass of good wine, he enjoys every sip. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Shabbos is compared to the kois shel yayin. That's the memory that we should internalize. That's the memory that should become part of who we are. That's the memory that we shall enjoy. Whereas the memory of Amalek, that memory should just be a memory of La'oinish, that he should be punished. Because in terms of our personal feeling, we shouldn't feel at all negative about Amalek. The pasuk says, "La'asos nekomo bagoyim toicheichos balaunim," to execute nekomo, vengeance, in among the nations. Toicheichos, rebuke balaunim among the regimes. Lesor malcheihem bezikim, to bind their kings with chains. V'nichbedehem, their honorable leaders, bechavlei barzel, with iron shackles. Lasois bohem mishpat kosuv, to execute in them the written judgment. Hodor hu l'chol chassidov, splendid it is for all its chassidim, for all the righteous. What's so beautiful, what's so splendid? When we do the nekama bagoyim, the teicheichos balaunim, but not because we have a personal need that they should be punished, but only because latois bohem mishpat kosu, only because the written judgment has to be carried out, only because crime needs to be punished, only because the words of the prophets need to come true, but not because we have any personal interest in revenge. That kind of revenge is hodor hu l'chol chassidov, is beautiful for the righteous. As the pasuk says, Yitzmach tzadik ki chozo nokom, Pa'omov yirchatz bedam horosho. The tzaddik rejoices as he bathes his feet in the blood of the wicked. V'yoymar odom, so that mankind shall say, ach pri la tzaddik, there is indeed fruit for the righteous. Ach yesh elokim shoiftim ba'oretz, there is indeed a God that judges people on earth. If that's the motivation, if that's the interest, Yismach Tzadik, the Tzadik can rejoice, but not if we have a personal interest. You know that our sages say that on Purim, Chayiv Odom Lipsumi Bipuria, one should be so overjoyed on Purim, Ad Deloyoda, until he reaches a point where he doesn't know the difference between Ohu Haman LeBaruch Mordechai, between the cursed Haman and the blessed Mordechai. Now this is kind of surprising. The entire celebration of Purim is about the blessed Mordechai and the cursed Haman. What's the idea of reaching a point where we don't know the difference? It could be that what our sages are trying to say, that when we need to wipe out Haman, this is the kind of thing that we need to do, but not with feeling, not with identification with the idea. It's only because it's a job that needs to get done. So it's as if we hold our noses and we do it. Don't know about it too much. Your knowledge, your mind, your heart, your soul should be fully identified with the Zohar Yoyim HaShachos L'Kadoshoy, with the faith that Keil Emuno Ve'ein Ovel Tzadik V'Yosharu, that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world and it's all right. However, in terms of Schar V'Oinish, in terms of crime and punishment, Haman needs to be cursed. Afreilich and Shabbos and Afreilich and Purim.